from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia intensifies search for missing crew after explosion in the Strait of Hormuz. Indonesia assures stable fuel supply amid public demand. And now the news in details. The Indonesian government, through its representative in the United Arab Emirates and Oman, continues to search for three Indonesian citizens who went missing following the explosion of the tugboat Musafa II in the Strait of Hormuz. Ranov with the details.
The Indonesian government, together with its representative in the United Arab Emirates and Oman, continues to search for three Indonesian citizens who went missing following the explosion of the tugboat Musafa II in the Strait of Hormuz. Spokesperson of the Indonesian Foreign Ministry, Yvonne Mewengkang, said in official statement in Jakarta on Sunday, the coordination aimed to support the search effort for the victim and ensure proper handling of the Indonesian crew members who survived.
Saat ini perwakilan RI di PAI.
Currently, Indonesia's representatives in the UAE and Oman are intensively coordinating with local authorities and the shipping company to search for the three missing Indonesian crew members and to ensure medical treatment for the surviving Indonesian crew. We also continue to update their families in Indonesia on the latest developments.
Even Mewengkang also stated that the Indonesian government is encouraging a full investigation to determine the cause of the explosion of the vessels. In the incident, three Indonesian crew members are still missing and are currently being researched for by local authorities.
Kementerian Luar Negeri juga mendorong penyelidikan menyeluruh atas.
The Foreign Ministry is also urging a thorough investigation into this incident. Indonesian representatives are currently coordinating with the authorities in the UAE and Oman as well as the shipping company. As of now, authorities in the UAE and Oman are still conducting an investigation into the cause of the incident.
Meanwhile, one Indonesian crew member suffered burn injuries and is currently receiving treatment at a hospital in Kasab, Oman. Another Indonesian citizen working as a technician was reported safe and is now in Abu Dhabi. Yvonne Mewengkang also said the tugboat Musafa II was crewed by 7 sailors, including 4 Indonesian citizens working as crew members. The vessel was also carrying 6 technicians, including one from Indonesia. She explained that the incident occurred on Friday, March 6, 2026, at around Otubasos local time, when the tugboat was conducting an inspection of the container ship Safin Prestige, which had technical problems in the Strait of Hormuz. Based on eyewitness accounts, the Musafa II exploded and caught fire. Yvonne Mewengkang also urged all Indonesian citizens in the Middle East, including Indonesian crew members working on ships, to remain vigilant amid the evolving situation. She added that Indonesians are advised to monitor developments through official sources and maintain communication with the nearest Indonesian representative offices.
Desiano Granov, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia has assured that its national fuel supply remains stable, with authorities emphasizing that current stocks are sufficient to meet demand. A member of the National Energy Council of Indonesia, M. Khalid Shirazi, in Jakarta on Sunday, March 8, said the public should remain calm as the state energy company Pertamina continues to maintain fuel availability across the country. He explained that the commonly cited fuel reserve of around 20 days reversed to operational stock management by energy companies and does not mean supplies will run out after that period. Meanwhile, Komadi Noto Negoro of the Reform Miner Institute said Indonesia operational fuel reserves are even higher than in several neighboring countries in Southeast Asia. Officially have urged the public not to panic or engage in hoarding, warning that such action could disrupt economic stability. Indonesian government calls for better waste management after landfill landslides kill four. Rama Sirki Pratama has the details.
An open pile of garbage at the Bantar Gebang Integrated Waste Processing Site in Bekasi, West Java, collapsed from a height of 50 meters on Sunday, March 8, causing the deaths of four people. The facility processes waste from Jakarta, with incoming waste volumes reaching up to 8,000 tons per day. While inspecting the landslide site on the same day, Environment Minister Hanif Faisal Nur Rafiq said the volume of waste at the landfill must be managed gradually to prevent it from becoming further overburdened. He said that in the future, the facility should accept only inorganic waste.
It cannot be done immediately, but it will be done gradually. We must ensure that Bantar Gebang changes. In the future, only inorganic waste will be allowed into Bantar Gebang. The rest must be sorted.
Hanif added that the Indonesian government has begun a pilot project through a new waste management facility in Rorotan, East Jakarta. The facility can process up to 5,000 tons of waste per day and produce refuse-derived fuel, or RDF. However, the facility has not been able to operate optimally because the incoming waste is still unsorted.
All components of the Jakarta Special Region Government must, starting today, immediately go to the field and carry out the President's directive and begin sorting waste from the source. There is no other option. No matter how advanced the technology is, waste sorting is the only thing we can do.
The Bantar Gebang Integrated Waste Processing Site began operating in 1989 and is jointly managed by Jakarta and West Java provincial governments. Indonesian government says it has now accumulated about 80 million tons of waste. Rama Sidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian President, Special Envoy and Head of the Housing Task Force Hashim Joyo Hadikusumo stated that the housing sector has the potential to contribute up to 2% of economic growth. This was highlighted during the groundbreaking ceremony for subsidized apartment in the Meikarta area, West Java, on Sunday, March 8, 2026. Putri Cahya Purnama has the details.
As part of the 3 million houses program launched by President Prabowo Subianto, the government and the private sector officially began the construction of subsidized apartments in Meikarta. Hashim Joyo Hadikusumo said that the construction of social housing contributes significantly to the government's economic targets.
This will have a tremendous impact on our economy. I'm confident that we will reach 8% because from the housing sector itself, we have calculated 1.5 to 2%.
This growth figure is optimistic because the property and construction sectors involve many other industrial chains.
Setiap rupiah kita keluarkan untuk perumahan, property, ini juga dampak luar biasa.
Every rupiah we spend on housing and property has a tremendous impact. Why? Because there are 185 economic sectors related to the property, construction, and housing businesses.
As a point of information, the 30-hectare plot of land in the Meikarta area is projected to produce around 141 residential units. All of these units will be allocated to low-income families. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
The Jakarta provincial government held an Ogo Ogo parade to commemorate Nyepi Day for Balinese Hindus' Day of Silence. The Saka New Year 1948 at the Hotel Indonesia roundabout in central Jakarta on Sunday. Jakarta Vice Governor Rano Karno stated that this event was an effort to strengthen cultural diversity and strengthen interfaith brotherhood in the capital city of Jakarta. And that was Newsline.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm Indra Asmo, President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia. On behalf of the management and staff of Radio Republik of Indonesia, I wish you happy fasting during this holy month of Ramadan, 1447 Hijriah. The month of Ramadan is a moment to strengthen the values of faith, integrity, and social concern. In line with Radio Republik Indonesia's vision as a trusted, relevant, impactful, and inspiring public media, we are committed to continuing to present podcasts that educate, inspire, and strengthen national unity and values. Through the spirit of Ramadan, RRI will continue to fulfill its role as a platform for accurate and balanced information, a means of public education, and a source of inspiration that fosters optimism and hope for this nation. May our fasting be accepted by Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, and may this Ramadan bring blessing, peace, and a renewed spirit in serving the community and the nation. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Of Indonesia. Only in Indonesia.
Peach usually has a black or white sack, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at the pink peach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. This peach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink?
the pink comes from corals, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Voice of Indonesia.
What can we do differently? Are we really never meant to be? When you kissed me slowly, did we cross the line? Can't the world just let us be? Cause you made me love the things I hate about myself. How can I love the way you love like no one else? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
love like the way you do. Love like you love me too.
Teach me how to
of Indonesia.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Jepara is a famous city for its beautiful and natural beaches. The northern and western areas of Jepara are directly bordered by the sea that make these areas have many beaches. One of the good beach attractions in Jepara with Balinese flavor is Bando Beach. Listener, Bando Beach offers beautiful views and exotic white sand that are soothing to the eyes. This is because the beach is always kept clean, and many pandan trees that grow around the beach add to the beautiful impression. Relaxingly sitting by enjoying the view of the beach while accompanied by the sound of the waves is a calming sensation. The cool beach breeze, white sand, and blue sea water combine in harmony with the beauty of Bando Jepara Beach. Listener, playing or getting wet in the water is of course mandatory when visiting beach tourism. One of the advantages of Bondo Beach is that the waves are calm so that visitors can freely play on the edge of the beach without fear of being swept away by the waves. Playing in the sand at Bondo Beach, which has clean and fine sand, is a favorite among visiting tourists. Besides to increase tourist attraction, the management also provides various interesting photo spots for taking selfies. The appearance of its charm will be even more beautiful when the sun begins to set. The golden orange sky makes the atmosphere even more romantic. After the sunset view is over and day turns to night, you will enjoy the night atmosphere with charming twinkling lights, like seeing thousands of fireflies on Bondo Beach. You can also enjoy the beauty of the night here by camping on the large beach area. Listener, the name of Bondo Beach, which is located in Bondo Village, Bang Sri, sub-district Jepara Regency, Central Java, is taken from the location of the village called Bondo Village. For those who want to visit Bondo Jepara Beach, is open every day for 24 hours. The road to Bondo Beach is also good enough so that visitors can come by motorcycles or car rental services. If you are in Indonesia and in the city of Jepara, please look for the right time to get rid of your busy life by relaxing at Bondo Beach, Jepara. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. We'll see you tomorrow again. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tahu arah pulang, ku ingin.
Voice of Indonesia.
Teringatkan masa lalu, seindah lembayung diammu pesona. Izinkan diri bertanya,
santailah kawan, luangkan sejenak persembahan sebuah lagu. Rasa
hasrat dan pelukan irama senandung rindu,
Benedict dan Perry, kisah bak legenda, sampaikan salamku ini. Bila esok mentari datang bergerak cipta irama sambaran bosan.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Di Bandung, which means in Bandung. So stay tuned. We are going to present to you a conversation entitled Berapa Lama? Berapa Lama? Which means how long. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia and a museum guide at the Asia-Africa Conference Museum. Chris responded the explanation of the guide about the time period of the Asia-Africa Conference. Let's listen to the conversation.
Pada tahun 1955, di gedung ini diselenggarakan Konferensi Asia-Afrika. Konferensi tersebut dihadiri pemimpin dari 29 negara.
Berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan?
Selama 7 hari, dari tanggal 18 hingga 24 April.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan? Berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan? Which means how long was the conference held? Berapa lama? Berapa lama? Which means how long? Konferensi itu. Konferensi itu, which means the conference. Diselenggarakan, diselenggarakan, which means to be held. Konferensi Asia Afrika, konferensi Asia Afrika, which means Asia Africa Conference. Dihadiri, dihadiri, which means to be attended. Pemimpin, pemimpin, which means leaders. 29 negara. 29 negara, which means 29 countries. Selama 7 hari, selama 7 hari, which means for 7 days. Tanggal 18 hingga 24 April. Tanggal 18 hingga 24 April, which means from April 18 to the 24th. In the conversation, you hear the question, berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan? Berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan? Which means, how long was the conference held? In the question, there is a question word, berapa lama? Berapa lama? Which means, how long? Which is used to ask about the time period of the conference. To ask about a time period, you can use the question word, berapa lama? Which means, how long? Followed by an activity. Such as, in this case, konferensi itu diselenggarakan, which means the conference was held. Let's listen to the other examples of using the question word berapa lama, which means how long, to ask about time period. Berapa lama kamu akan tinggal di sini? Berapa lama kamu akan tinggal di sini? Which means, how long will you stay here? Berapa lama perjalanan dari Bandung ke Jakarta? Berapa lama perjalanan dari Bandung ke Jakarta? Which means, how long does it take from Bandung to Jakarta? The Asia-Africa Conference in 1955 was followed up by holding the Asia-Africa Summit. It was held in 2005 in Jakarta and Bandung, West Java, to coincide with the 50th anniversary of the Asia-Africa Conference. Meanwhile, the 2015 Asia-Africa Summit held in Jakarta and Bandung to coincide with the 60th anniversary of the Asia-Africa Conference. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Pada tahun 1955, di gedung ini diselenggarakan Konferensi Asia Afrika. Konferensi tersebut dihadiri pemimpin dari 29 negara.
Berapa lama konferensi itu diselenggarakan?
Selama 7 hari, dari tanggal 18 hingga 24 April.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau ingatkan kamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bisa luluhkan hatimu, dan aku tak bisa menyentuh cintamu. Seiring jejak kakiku bergetar, aku telah terpagut oleh cintamu. Menelusup hariku dengan harapan, namun kau masih terdiam membisu. Sepenuhnya aku ingin memelukmu, mendekap penuh harapan untuk mencintaimu. Setulusnya aku akan terus menunggu, menanti sebuah jawaban untuk memilikimu. Betapa pilunya rindu menusuk jiwaku, semoga kau tahu isi hatiku. Dan seiring berputar, aku masih terhanyut dalam mimpiku. Sepenuhnya aku ingin memelukmu, mendekap penuh harapan untuk mencintaimu. Setulusnya akan terus menunggu, menanti sebuah jawaban untuk memilikimu. Oh, bisa luluhkan hatimu, dan aku tak bisa menyentuh cintamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
VY listener, today's music corner presents a keroncong song entitled Karena Kamu by Nasva Aprilianti, accompanied by keroncongan. The song, which was released on March 21, 2011, was composed by Robbie Harris and popularized by Indonesian band Geisha. The song, which means Because of You, tells about someone passionately waits for their ex-lover to return to them, even though the ex is already happy with someone else. Well, listener, let's enjoy the keroncong version of Karena Kamu by Nazva Aprilianti. Happy listening.
Karena kamu aku rela menunggu semua. Sungguh berat yang ku rasa. Karena kamu aku tetap bertahan. Meskipun kini engkau dipeluknya, masih mungkinkah semua abadi seperti dahulu? Karenamu, selalu karenamu, ku cemburu.
Indonesia.
hatiku untuk dirimu, sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu, dan apabila tak bersamamu, ku pastikan ku jalani dunia tak seindah kemarin. Sederhana tertawamu sudah cukup, pelengkapi sempurnanya hawamu. Percuma senyumku dengan dia. Sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Maafkanlah sayangku, dengarkan janjiku.